Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. We've all been there. Breakups. You know, I have received so many messages in my DMs from women that have gone through a breakup either recently or are in a breakup cycle where they break up and get back together and they are looking for the strength to keep moving. So if that is you or if you have a friend that is going through a breakup, you know, save this podcast for later, share it with someone that may need it, because here are just a few things that you can do right after a breakup. Okay, number one is get support. Okay, breakups are hard. You know, they're heartbreaking. And when I talk about support, I mean a loving friend, family member, but also a professional, because what's really important about a breakup is to create a safe space for yourself and someone who can hold space. And when I'm talking about hold space, I mean someone who can sit there in front of you and witness you in your pain and allow you to feel your pain and be a comforting presence without feeding to and amplifying your pain, if you know what I mean. You know how you have some friends that when you talk about, you know, an ex or something that you're going through or whatever, they like feed into the drama. Now, as women, we do this thinking that we are being supportive. Let's please stop doing this. This is not supporting your friend. This is creating more unnecessary drama. Your friend or you are already in pain, and we don't need to add more fuel to the fire by being like, yeah, and he's such a piece of shit and this and da da da. Like, that is not helping. Okay, we need to have people in our lives that can hold space for us, that can truly hold space. And that's why I actually recommend reaching out to a professional, someone that you trust, someone that's qualified in this area, and someone that you have resonance with, because it's so important that that person be able to hold space for you in a place of non-judgment so that you can move through your emotions in a safe place. Now, of course, you can reach out to a friend, but I am cautious when it comes to this because I have been there. I have been one of those friends that is like talking about my ex and the drama that I'm in. And, you know, people like your friends want to be your friend. They want to be there for you. They want to support you, but they are not your therapist. Let's not strain our relationships to the point where they don't even want to be around us, because that's the truth of the matter, is that if we keep bringing the same relationship drama to them, they are going to get to a point where they just don't have an appetite for it anymore. And going back to that holding space bit, it's like if they're not qualified to hold space, you're just giving them a headache and they're not really being able to provide a solution for you. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation. Like, you both walk out of that interaction frustrated. So I would really recommend that you get into a group, or like our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success. We cover a lot of free content on relationships. You can search the hashtag relationships and a bunch of videos will pop up where I talk about relationships and how to, you know, really either get over breakups or how to be in relationship, and all relationship type content you can find in there. And we also have our academy, of course, where we delve even deeper into relationships. So yeah, definitely number one is get support. Okay, number two is kind of related to number one, and it's like find other resources. So now you have that emotional support through either a close friend or a therapist or coach or a support group, but now also have like a bunch of stuff in your tool belt, because we know that
breakups are emotional roller coasters. Sometimes you're feeling like so down, sometimes you're feeling strong about it, but we want to have a tool belt of things ready to go at our disposal. So I suggest, you know, finding podcasts, books, and even music. So, just a little bit on the emotional scale. So sometimes when we're feeling really angry, we want to move through those emotions of anger. We don't want to pretend the emotions aren't there. So we want to move through them. So one of the ways to do that is to have like angry breakup music. So you kind of listen to it, you get into the emotion of it, and then you can then follow that with more uplifting music. So music is therapy. You know, music carries vibration, and different vibration will move you through different emotions. So music that is beautiful can really help balance you again. So using music as a tool, using music strategically, can be so helpful during this emotional time. Number three is make a list of things that you used to do that you absolutely love that you maybe didn't do because of your relationship. So this is so common for women, but it happens with men too. I see it happening with men too, where we get into a relationship and all of a sudden nothing else matters but our relationship. And all of a sudden, all those things that we did to fill our cup, whether it was yoga or, you know, going to the gym or rock climbing or whatever your thing was, that gets pushed to the side, and our relationship becomes like, you know, this huge thing in our life. And we have to understand that the things that lit us up as children are like the key to our happiness today. So make a list of things that you either stopped doing because of your relationship or in your relationship because your relationship was taking a lot of time, or things that you loved doing as a child, and have those ready to go. Because right now, like when you're in a breakup, you feel, a lot of the time, you feel broken. And that feeling of being broken is an illusion, okay? There is nothing broken about you, but you have disconnected from that divine, amazing being within you. So it's time for you to disconnect from that partner and reconnect with yourself. And one of the best ways to reconnect with ourselves is to do the things that we loved doing as a child, or the things that we loved doing as a grown-up, but we may have not done so much because of our relationship. So that's a beautiful way to reconnect with ourselves. And remember, intentionality is everything. So doing it with intention, like going into the activity saying like, I'm so excited to reconnect with you, my love, like this I'm doing for you. Remember, we cannot truly receive from another what we are not giving to ourselves, right? So we need to give ourselves love if we wish to receive love from another. You know, in the Course in Miracles, it says, only what we are not giving is missing from any situation. Only what we are not giving. So if we feel like what we are missing from our life is, you know, so much love, then it's because we are not first giving it to ourselves. Okay, is there anything else I want to say on that? No, let's move on. Number four, allow yourself to feel all the feelings. Okay, so this is so important in everything, but especially in breakups. So what I see, okay, here's a key difference I see with men's work and women's work, having coached men and women, is that men have a lot easier time tapping into the anger. So they can get really angry. They can do like anger release, and they're like quite comfortable doing it. And women have easier time going into the grief, going into the releasing, the crying, and tapping into the sadness, and using their words to express how they feel. Whereas men are not so comfortable with the grief, you know, going in and talking to their inner child. Like I have worked with men who are so resistant of that. And then vice versa, women are so resistant of doing that. anger release because we have been so conditioned that a good girl, you know, is seen and not heard, that a good girl doesn't get angry. We can get sad and we can cry, but that a good girl doesn't rage and get angry. And then vice versa, the man is taught like boys don't cry, you know, like man up, right? So what we need to do is accept our humanness, and that the human experience includes the full range of emotions, and that if we want to move through into a more powerful place as women or as people coming out of this relationship, we need to honor our emotions as they come. So where are you trying to bypass that emotion? Where are you trying to be like expediting your healing? And when you expedite your healing and you're not really feeling into the emotion, you're not truly healing. Another thing I see is completely spiritually bypassing our emotions, especially if we think we have done a lot of work. You know, us people who have been committed to our personal development, we're like, I've done so much work, you know, I've healed all that. And so we have this like spiritual superiority or spiritual expectations of ourselves that we need to be enlightened, that we need to act like the Buddha, like Jesus. But that's not the reality of your life experience right now. Yes, we want to aspire to be like the Buddha. We want to be like Jesus. But the reality of the situation is you have anger and rage inside of you right now. And for you to be more like Jesus, you need to first release that from your body so you can be authentically in the light of Jesus. If we have anger within us and we pretend it's not there because we want to be, you know, spiritually enlightened, or because we want to be like Jesus, we are not honoring our experience, and it is false. This is another act of pretending. It's pretense. If we truly want to heal, we move through these emotions, whether men, even though we're resistant to go into that grief and that sadness and healing that inner wounded little boy, and for women to let out that raging warrior within you, that angry woman who just wants to fucking let it all out. If we don't honor that, then we don't get to truly heal. Okay. Now, again, going back to you know, my first point about getting support, sometimes we need some external support to really guide us through that. You know, not all of us can go and delve through these processes on our own. And so I would really recommend you reach out to a professional that can help you really move through these emotions and also give you the tools to do this on your own. Because I'm a huge advocate of self-healing. That's one of the reasons that I'm not the hugest fan of talk therapy, because I think there's a time and place, but I feel like we can also talk ourselves in circles and go over and enumerate, and it just we get caught in this cycle rather than actually finding solutions and having resources in our tool belt to be able to self-soothe and self-heal. And the last point is getting our clarity through our contrast. Okay, so now we are allowing ourselves to feel into the emotions. We are seeking the support. We are getting extra things to support us, like books and podcasts and music to support us. We're making a list of the things that we want to do now that we have this time to really truly reconnect with ourselves, and we are allowing ourselves to feel the emotions. Now we need to get clear about what it is we want. And a great way to do that is from contrast. You know, sometimes we need, no, not sometimes, always, right? We cannot have the light without having the darkness, right? The light exists because the darkness exists. So we get clarity about what we want from the relationship, from this new man or woman that we're trying to be with. And we do that by looking at what we had and being like, okay, some of that was contrast. Some of that was not what I wanted. Let me get clear about what I do want. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to women and I'm coaching them and I'm like, okay, so what is it that you want? Do you know what they do? They literally give me a list of 20 things I don't want. I don't want him to be a liar. I don't want him to cheat on me. I don't want him. I'm like, yeah, but what do you want? Right? And this isn't just relationships. Sometimes this is career. I don't want to be working a 9-to-5. I don't want to. Great. Contrast, awesome. We know what we don't want, but let's not get stuck there. Let's get clear about what we want. That's how we manifest and then take the inspired action to manifest the things that we truly want in our life. So when it comes to relationship, yes, okay, let's acknowledge the things that we didn't like in that relationship and use that to gain absolute clarity about what we do want. And when we're getting clarity about what we want in the relationship that I wish, you know, someone had taught me many years ago, is that tap into the feeling. How do you want to feel in this relationship? Because no matter what it is, we are chasing a feeling. Whatever we think we want in this world, we're actually chasing a feeling. So, you know, rather than saying, I want him to be super educated, have lots of money, what is that? What do you think that exterior thing is going to give you? And it's usually a feeling of safety. So why don't we focus on the safety and let go of like the more materialistic, superficial things? Because that could come and go, but the man might still make you feel safe. So I want to feel safe. I want to feel heard. I want to feel seen. I feel supported. I feel, you know, admired, whatever it is, like write down the feeling of what you want. And yes, of course, use your past relationships as examples of maybe what you did want as well. Maybe there were some really great characteristics you want to carry forward, but also the things you don't want. Right. And then rather than saying, I don't want this, what is the opposite of that? Like if your ex was, you know, alcoholic or a workaholic, maybe it's like prioritizes family or has good values or whatever. So we don't want to keep highlighting what we don't want. We only want to focus on what we want. Like I said, relationships and breakups are so challenging. You guys are in my DMs literally all the time. And a lot of times I'm like voice noting you back. So I wanted to have a little short podcast that I could just flick over to you. And like I said, share it with your friends. If someone you know is going through the hard experience of a breakup, sometimes we just need to be reminded that everything is going to be okay, that we have everything we need to be happy. And that number one, we need to reconnect with ourselves, learn to love ourselves so fully so that the next person we meet and the right person is going to be able to love us too. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.